Well, shit, we almost didn't make it, baby. You sitting around here procrastination and taking your sweet time, god dang on it. The people ain't gonna wait on you. Let's get this thing rolling, baby. What's going on, you guys? I'm Coach Taylor. Welcome back to the Taylor Training Podcast, where we discuss any and everything related to health and wellness. Today, we're going to be talking about distractions. Not your ordinary distractions. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talk about external distractions, but today, I'm going to be talking about internal distractions. Because that is what I'm experiencing. Like Nana Taylor said, we almost did not make it. New year, new me. It's time to get this body snatched for the summer. You know, meet with my trainer 3 times a week to do these HIIT workouts and exercises that don't seem real. Get my meals ready for the week and still find time to recover so I can do it over and over again. But it just seemed like the soreness doesn't go away. If you find yourself in the same situation, sore after your workouts and don't want to give up on your resolutions, then you'll want to give Sore No More Pain Relieving Oil Blend a try. Its all natural formula is geared toward alleviating those minor aches and pains so you can continue to stand on business in the new year. Head on over to TaylorTrainerCoaching.com to purchase your very own bottle of Sore No More Pain Relief Oil today so you don't miss a beach with your fully snatched waist. Okay. So what I mean by almost didn't make it is in terms of our objective, our goals, our task that we wanted to set for the year. Well, that I wanted to set for the year. So one of those things were for me to produce 2 podcasts per month. And here we are at the end, the tail end of April, and this is the 2nd episode of the month. And the first one was put out on the 10th of April. So that was what is this is going to be put out the 30th. So that's 20 days in between. And there's been a lot of content or a lot of points or things that we could definitely cover or talk about in terms of health and wellness. It's just the internal distractions. Because everything is completely on myself. And those internal distractions isn't just procrastination. You know, sometimes a lot of it is like overload, you know, sensory overload. It's kind of like going into a grocery store and we see all these cereal options. All of them are loaded with sugar. All of them taste great. But it's like, which one do I want to try today? Do I want to buy today? Because, you know, my old routine or the old cereal that I am used to consuming is getting a bit tasteless, or the flavor isn't hitting or given what it's supposed to give. So now it's taking the time looking for other options or other things that can satisfy that taste. So that's kind of similar to what I've been experiencing in terms of internal distractions. So I am in a space right in my life right now that I have never been in, right? So it's taking me time to accept and get used to the fact that I am no longer in the space, mental space, physical space, that I used to be in. And while everything has not changed, a lot of stuff hasn't changed. So, like, I still live in my same house. But, like, looking around my space, I have changed my space a lot. So, it's not like it doesn't feel like I'm living in the same house, even though I have the same address. So, eating, right? I don't eat the same way that I've grown up eating. It has completely changed. And accepting that fact that my body, even my body is rejecting it, the old ways that I used to eat, because I've tried to eat some things that I used to eat growing up, and I've gotten sick, or like my body has had some kind of reaction to what I've eaten. So, for example, you know, ice cream, dairy. There are, like, I've noticed that I can have, like, a little bit of mozzarella, but I can't go crazy with mozzarella. But dairy, it completely messes up my stomach. So if I were to eat ice cream, stomach's gonna be jacked up. But if I were to eat cheese, like cheddar cheese, you know, those kinds of cheeses, it's going to block me up. It's gonna stop me up. And I've been realizing and noticing that I think I can't have soy, or like, cause I had some Chinese vegetable rice, and I normally don't put the soy sauce in it, but I put the soy sauce in it, and like, I think it was a combination of a lot of stuff that my body is trying to get over. But my I had a skin reaction. So I'm not going to completely blame the soy sauce, but I feel like that was a contributing factor. So it's the procrastination, or the internal distraction, is getting used to being in a new position in life, you know. It's like I no longer have to deal with what I was dealing with as in my younger years. So, for example, I've always been like a problem solver. Anytime somebody comes to me or is talking with me about an issue that they're having, I'd automatically start coming up with solutions to help them solve their problems. And I've been like this since I was a child. So, like, in terms of understanding that my family was not well-to-do, you know, like, my mom had to pinch pennies and stretch money here and there. So when we were younger, I didn't really care about having the best or latest shoes, because, shoot, I would tear them up anyway because of my dropped foot. I just wanted something comfortable and supportive. But my brother, you know, he's into shoes. He's older than me. One day we went school shopping for shoes, and the shoes that he wanted cost more than what his budget for shoes were. And I had came across a pair of shoes that was a little less than what my budget was. And initially, it wasn't like that. I had seen some other shoes that cost a little bit more. And I was like, Ma, just, you know what I'm saying? I get these. He can get whatever he get, and I can get these. I'm not worried about. I was never really worried about shoes. I feel like, not sandals, but once I got flip-flops, once I was introduced to flip-flops, man, give me flip-flops if it's warm. Like, it's so crazy. Like, a lot of my quirks that I used to have as a kid, I still have now. And if when I think about it. But, you know, in that aspect, trying to help solve that problem, and I've always been like that. I think I was, what, in elementary school when I was doing that? You know, just understanding the fact that sometimes I can sacrifice because I don't know. It was just choosing stuff wasn't that appealing to me. I mean, like, I did at one point in time love having a collection of shoes, but it was all shoes that I wanted. It wasn't the shoes that were mainstream. Like, a lot of people were into Jordans, right? Well, growing up, I had a bunch of team Jordans, and it wasn't because, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't afford the Jordans. It was, that was one thing, but I was more drawn to the Team Jordans rather than the numbers. I do have a few pair of numbers that I do enjoy. But, again, those internal distractions is, that's, you know, getting used to not being where I'm at. I don't have to deal with that anymore. This span, it ain't really been that long since after I somewhat got my dad back on his feet from his stroke, and it's only been 2 years. So the span of a year and a half, I haven't had to deal with anybody else's shit. I'm basically working to problem solve for my own situation, for my own self, and learning to enjoy life and working to step into the person that God has called me to be, rather than trying to help other people figure out solutions to the things that they have going on. So internal distractions is more or less of me searching for external distractions. So it's like, I'm not used to this, you know, like, let me go find something else to do. It's like, no, Isha, what do you want to do? Okay, this is a time for you to step into you and take care of you fully. And I may not be saying that correctly, but that's the best way I can put it to where I actually understand it. So, those internal distractions. And it also kind of comes from, I'm not going to say worry. I mean, we can say worry. Would I say worry? Worry, fear. I'm starting to get away from having to know the unknown. Because it's going to be what it's going to be, regardless. So, what I'm getting at is the fact that, again, a lot of my time is coming back to me, right? And sometimes in my life, it's like I'm used to being so on the go, so topsy-turvy, to the point where it's like I'm slowing down. And like, dang, okay. So one of my signs for slowing down is literally my birthday, is 3-2-1. So when I start seeing 3-2-1 around me a lot, it is a sign for me to slow down. So that's where like a lot of my time coming back to me kind of equates to. It's like slow down. And again, it's, I'm not used to that. So it's like getting used to a lot of not having to be hectic. And the way that I can explain this to myself is like when professional athletes, right, they're at the top level of the sport or of whatever game they play. And what comes to mind is Kobe Bryant, how he played at his own pace. He could literally slow down the game and see what's coming next and have his options already kind of planned for if this were to happen. Okay, if they come and come off the screen this way, I can go and do all this. And it's because he's practiced over and over and over and over again the different scenarios that they come so naturally, to the point where he can just slow down the game. And I remember when I think he did an interview about his 81-point game, and he was like, the basket was like an ocean. I don't exactly remember what interview, but I know because he's had a lot of big scoring nights. But I do remember him saying that the basketball goal was just as deep as an ocean, and he just was cashing in. So, you know, it's sometimes our internal distractions are searching for those external distractions as well. So it comes from somewhere, is what I'm getting at. And I'm not going to talk y'all head off about this, but hopefully this kind of help somebody with what they're going through. Maybe it's not external distractions that are getting in your way. Maybe there's something internally that you're searching for or seeking that is causing you to go toward an external distraction. Shopping, you know, retail therapy. I need to do this. I need to do that. So yeah, just allow, I guess, going back to the basic of allowing ourselves to be bored when we feel like we need to search for an external distraction to satisfy something that's going on internally. And I believe that might be the definition of self-sabotage. Oh my God. I just came to the realization that this might be kind of some self-sabotage. So internal distractions, seeking external satisfaction, right? Could be is the epitome of self sabotage. And I say that because it's overcoming the things that you're not used to when those things are great. So this will be my last example, and then I'll close it out. So on Instagram, there's this lady who is well-to-do that is helping out this homeless man. And every time she gets him in a good situation, he ends up sabotaging himself to go back to the familiar. So that's kind of what this is. So, yeah, damn. I am at a loss for words. That's crazy. So, yeah, how do you overcome self-sabotage? We're going to cover that in our next episode, okay? So, you guys, make sure you come back in May and be on the lookout for ways to overcome self-sabotage. As always, y'all have a blessed one. I'm Coach Taylor, Taylor Training Podcast, where we discuss any and everything related to health and wellness. Y'all be sure to follow us on Instagram at Taylor Training. Check out our YouTube, Taylor Training Media. And you always are more than welcome to send us an email at taylortrainingllc@gmail.com. And we also have our website, taylortrainingcoaching.com.